Sometimes just a few words can reveal the place from which you hail, even when you don't mention the actual place. In this region of the country, it's the phrase, with or without, that lets people know where you live. The story is next on The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Sometimes just a few words can reveal the place from which you hail, even when you don't mention the actual place.
When you talk about one or two words that will tell you where you're from, we're lucky here we could say with or without.
And when Gerald Peterson speaks of with or without, it is
fried onions. Yeah, that's when you order a hamburger, it's with or without. Automatically you know it must be from the Wolf Point area.
But to get the origin of the with or without fried onions, you have to go all the way back to the days just after World War II, when the Immaculate Conception Catholic Church set up a hamburger stand at the Wild Horse Stampede Rodeo here.
The Catholic hamburger stand downtown has been legendary. They used to go around the clock selling hamburgers, and now I think in the last couple of years they've gone to just 2 o'clock.
That's 2 a.m., and they start back up around 6 a.m. for the entirety of the rodeo here from Thursday through Sunday. Gerald says a line begins to form just after the kickoff parade for the rodeo, and there is generally a steady line of folks for about 4 days. But the tradition of great hamburgers with or without fried onions is even larger than the few days of the Wild Horse Stampede here.
It's all with or without. Even in the restaurants, you get that with or without.
So walk into just about any restaurant in this town and order a burger, and they'll ask you that question, with or without. And people here know that means fried onions. And it's that phrase that lets folks in Montana know you are from Wolf Point. Whether you get your hamburger during this second weekend in July when the rodeo is held, or any time of the year, you'll get a chance to have a topping you don't find just anywhere. It's fried onions here in northeastern Montana. Traveling the countryside in Wolf Point, Montana, I'm Andrew McRae.